What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So I appreciate it, Kitty. I got a text from you on Sunday. Were you washed away in floods? Because
I thought your tent may have floated down into the lake or something.
The Sutton family went camping with another family that's a little bit more experienced campers. And Kitty, you were getting a kick out of the whole thing on Friday, picturing me camping.
Right. And we did get a message on Facebook from someone who said, I love not camping.
Right. Well, it's been talked about for a couple of years. And this other family, the Pattersons, they have a couple kids right around our kids' ages. They all like each other. They all get along. Pattersons are more experienced campers. And Lindsay is quite an experienced camper, as she did some kind of insane camping trip out west where they were out there for 21 days and you carried everything in with you and out with you. I'm like, are there showers and toilets here? She's like, when I went camping on that 21-day trip, there were no showers and you had to carry everything out.
And you had to have probably a little shovel with you to bury stuff after you went to the bathroom.
And carry some of that out, too. I don't know. They would get airlift supplies a couple times. I don't know. It sounds horrible to me. But anyway, we go camping. And one thing I learned about camping is the size of a tent and how many people the label of the tent is, how many they say fit in there, is definitely a different measurement than what I think. Because the other family had a tent that looked reasonable to me, spacious. And they're like, yeah, you know, we went crazy and we got a tent for 12. And I said, that's for 12? Because that looks like it's barely good enough for 4. And then I realized we're opening up our tent, which is for 4.
So that's really only for 2.
Well, it's a sardine situation, which I wasn't that familiar with. So I don't know how, I mean... 2 kids and 2 adults in our tent for 4 was okay-ish, but I cannot imagine 4 adults in there.
So you know, did you all do the thing? Sleep outside?
I was looking at that tent for 12. I kept calling it the Mar-a-Lago because it seemed pretty nice. But it actually was okay, except that Matthew still manages to come into our room here and kicked me out of my bed, and he somehow managed to do it in the tent. Because I had a nice, airy mattress type of whatever you put at the bottom that I was sharing with Lindsay. But when I woke up in the morning, I was on his thin strip, and he was on the mattress. I don't know how he pulled it off. But we didn't end up getting wet because we, thankfully, the more experienced campers on Sunday left their windows open. Like you don't really leave them open, but you leave the netting. Like you can, so when we went out during the day to explore on a Saturday day, it didn't seem that bad out, and they left their windows open, and then it did pour in the middle of the day, so Mar-a-Lago became flooded. So that encouraged us all to leave, which was a good idea because Saturday night was no fun, so it worked out.
Well, I saw all these posts of like shelf clouds that looked really scary.
Yeah.
On Saturday, where you were in eastern Wisconsin somewhere.
We were up Manitowoc.
Okay.
I think straight up. I don't know.
Manitowoc is not straight up.
Past Sheboygan. We went past it.
Straight up. It's straight up if we were in Milwaukee right
now. Yeah, that's what I mean. Across and up. I don't know. You know what? I just let the GPS tell us.
Manitowoc is not in central Wisconsin.
No.
Last time I checked.
In my head, I was already in Milwaukee. But anyway, there needs to be a tent relabeling. Because I cannot imagine what a tent for 2 is like. Or a tent for 1. Is that even, feel like your feet would stick out?
That would be a pup tent.
Yeah, exactly.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.